A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. These are tough words as we first hear them in the Gospel of Luke. And yet, they are amazingly inspiring the more we stay with them. Much depends on how we interpret the first words of Jesus in the text. I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Could we not ourselves say the same thing? Should we not ourselves be saying the same thing? That we have come to set the earth on fire and would that it were already ablaze. Now, by the blaze, much depends upon how we understand the fire. And perhaps a majority of people think of the fire almost in catastrophic, apocalyptic terms. And there is that sense following where Jesus talks about, no, I have not come to establish peace, but rather I tell you, division. Whether all of these verses actually go together or should be taken separately is another question. But I would like to offer a suggestion for us to consider seriously how we understand this within the context of Luke. All our readings today are filled with power. I've not read here the first reading from Jeremiah, in which Jeremiah is again attacked in the attempt to do away with him. Those who do not like his message, because his message is bad news for them, not what they want to hear. Not what some of those in Jerusalem want to hear about the potential destruction of their city. Our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, however, is a more comforting one about this great cloud of witnesses that we can see going back as far as Jeremiah and up to our own day when we've had people like Mother Teresa or John the 23rd or others who loom large for us, that great cloud of witnesses. And within the history of that cloud of witnesses, within that history of God coming to be present to the people, what is Jesus attempting to say here? I want to suggest that the word fire in this text refers to the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel of Luke and in the Acts of the Apostles written by Luke, fire has that connotation. In the Acts of the Apostles, the story of Pentecost, the great wind comes when they're gathered together, and then tongues of fire settle on all those gathered. Tongues of fire indicative of the outpouring, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And in the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, unlike the others, all the Gospels have John the Baptist say, I will baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. But in the Gospel of Luke, it says, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Fire is associated with the Holy Spirit. We can't unfold here a complete appreciation of all that a theology, say, of the Holy Spirit might suggest. But just in this verse, let's put it this way. Jesus saying in the midst of his ministry, aware of how present the Spirit has been, aware that when we speak ourselves through the power of the Spirit, aware of how he in his own baptism had been anointed with the Spirit. When Jesus says, I have come, is he not saying, I have come to unleash the Holy Spirit on earth and how I wish he were already here? We can almost begin to see Jesus' own understanding of his mission as having come, yes, to redeem us, to free us from sin, to allow us to share in the divine life, all those things that Christian tradition emphasizes, but all of those within the context of Jesus' understanding that what his mission really in the end was about, even his suffering, death, and resurrection. As he said in the Gospel of John, I must go so the other advocate can come. It's as if Jesus is saying, I have come to unleash the Spirit on the earth and how I wish you were already here. I have come to set the earth on fire. How? With this tremendous power, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And if only he were already here, that's what it's all about. Then he does go on and say, there is a baptism with which I must be baptized. And again, two associations, a baptism with which I must be baptized. Connotations almost of the question Jesus asks James and John when they want to be at his right hand and left hand come the kingdom. Can you drink of the cup of which I will drink? Can you receive the baptism that I am going to receive? The baptism here referring, yes, to his suffering and death, but also connoting baptism as being that time when we are anointed with the Spirit. Jesus, again, perhaps linking his awareness of an impending disaster, but that disaster primarily being his suffering and death, but that's what's required before the Spirit can be unleashed. So there is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and I wish that were over. Why? So that the fire would be here. We would all be set ablaze. And then those following disconcerting comments about, no, I've not come to establish peace, but rather division. It's not about peace and war or that kind of thing. But Jesus' awareness that when the Spirit comes, that indeed it's not going to be all peace, quiet, consolation, love, joy, those kinds of things, but that sometimes the Spirit can be the source of conflict, that the Spirit can set us apart. There are those who will go with the Spirit and those who are not able to go with the Spirit, that the Spirit sometimes will indeed create conflict among us. But the main thing for us to appreciate today is just the possibility that what Jesus is suggesting as to why he has come to unleash the Spirit who will set us on fire. So the question is there for us. Am I ready to be set on fire? Am I on fire with the good news of the gospel? Am I to be numbered among that great cloud of witnesses of whom the letter to the Hebrews speaks? And if we go back to our first reading, Jeremiah, he too was one set on fire, which didn't make for a pain-free life. Nevertheless, that's who we are called to be. Those who are instruments and channels of the Holy Spirit setting the world on fire.